Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks very much for joining us. Oh, yeah. We're getting ready for the Napa shoe-in of the week, the NFL Sports Prognostication Show with your host, Chick McGee. These are the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Also coming up, the Napa Tool of the Week. This break, we're getting very excited about who will be the biggest tool. Speaking of tools.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I can't do that. I'll change the topic here. Speaking of tools, Doug LaDouche is going to be announcing his presidential run, and we're going to be having a special Doug LaDouche T-shirt available on the Bob and Tom app.
Yep.
You can actually go there and buy one, but we're going to be giving them away starting Monday every day. Very excited about this, the Doug LaDouche T-shirt. And Doug LaDouche, of course, one of the great presidential candidates. We'll look forward to hearing from Mr. LaDouche coming up. But right now we have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Josh Arnold is here with us.
Hey.
And we're going to hook up with Chick McGee, your sports prognosticator.
I think he's busy getting ready for his picks.
Oh, is he in the other room with his massive computer?
Yep,
He's
getting it all set.
Okay. Well, he appears to be on the phone with his bookie. That's always a good sign. Because that means he is so sure of these picks.
I'm positive about every one of these. Lead pipe locks,
and
baby.
He actually suggested that one might shock us all.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it. Right now, we are joined by our grandmother of the week. She is Ina, and her name was submitted by her granddaughter. Ina, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, it's nice talking to you, Ina. Are you a football fan?
Somewhat. I don't watch a lot now. I did when kids were in high school.
Okay. How many kids do you have, may I ask?
I have five.
Okay. Oh, great. Wow. That's nice. Ina, your granddaughter gave us your name, and she says you're really knowledgeable and you're really fun. So we're gonna. Okay. There you go. See, I like that. I like your giggle already. You're going to be taking on Chick McGee. I'm sure you've heard of Chick McGee, the famous sports prognosticator.
Time to step into the octagon.
You don't really have to know anything about football, but it can make it a little more fun. Do you mind if I ask how old you are? Is that okay? Can I?
88.
Ah.
You're
doing great. So you'll be fine during the show. Are you a big TV watcher, by the way, Ina?
Yeah, I watch quite a bit. Yeah.
We were just reading the list of the best 100 TV shows of all time as determined by Rolling Stone magazine. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
It's hard to pick just one, isn't it?
It is hard to pick just one.
Well, give me a couple of them. What do you like watching right now?
Oh, I like Dancing with the Stars is one of them.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting, Ina. At exactly this time yesterday, 24 hours ago, we were talking with
Maureen McCormick, who's a contestant on Dancing with the Stars right now.
Did you ever see her on the Brady Bunch?
Yes, uh-huh.
We spoke to her yesterday. She's very nice. Did you know that she's terrified of dancing in public, and this has been a real tough thing for her?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's funny. She's got this kind of odd stage fright about dancing, but she's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ina, are you a dancer yourself?
Well, a long time ago, I liked to dance.
All right.
What was the name of the dance you did? The Charleston, the Foxtrot? What was?
Oh, we just like Foxtrot or that, and waltzes. I like them too.
Waltz, okay, yeah,
waltz very nice. Nice.
Christy specializes in the Froog and the Boogaloo.
That's not true.
She doesn't know that. Just go along with me, will you? See how sweet Ina is.
Oh, Ina, you're a doll.
Ina, have you ever been to an NFL game live and in person?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
no.
They're a lot of fun, a lot of action. Have you ever been to a professional baseball game?
Yes, I have been.
Oh, there
yeah.
we go. What team did you see?
I saw the Cubs.
Okay, well, even if you're 88, then you've never seen them win a World Series.
Go ahead, keep talking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They're winning a lot of friends.
Go Cubbies, fly that W.
I know that they're coming this year. Well, let's get to the shoe-in of the
week. Do you have a favorite? Yeah, where do you live again, Ina?
In Tremont.
Illinois.
Oh.
In Illinois, yeah.
Are you a Bears fan? Is that what the deal is, you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, the Chick McGee.
That's one of the more difficult games of the week, so let's put that on the board. Yeah,
okay,
let's
go ahead,
Chipster.
What do you got?
Jacksonville hosting the Baltimore Ravens. It's a pick 'em game. No points either way. Who do you like, Jacksonville or Baltimore?
Jacksonville or Baltimore? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which place would you rather be?
Well, which place would I rather be?
Yeah. Say January.
Oh, in January. Jacksonville,
of course.
Okay, a little assist on that one.
I will take Jacksonville as well. Sure. Kansas City hosting the New York Jets. Who do you like, Kansas City or the Jets? Jets getting 3 points in this one.
Let's see.
New York City or Kansas City? Like a nice steak?
New York City?
Oh, Kansas City.
There you go, nice steak there.
I will take Kansas City minus the 3.
Okay.
Dallas hosting the Chicago Bears on Sunday Night Football. The Bears getting a touchdown, 7 points. Who do you like, Dallas or Chicago?
Dallas.
Really?
Chicago.
Okay, well, then there you go.
I'm sorry about that. I meant Chicago.
That's okay. I'll take Dallas to cover that 7 points.
Finally a disagreement? Okay,
yep.
Good.
And finally, the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly, the Battle of Pennsylvania. The Steelers have not won in Philadelphia since like 1965. During the regular season, they are 0-8. That ends. But go ahead. Who do you like, Pittsburgh or Philadelphia?
Got to pick them.
Pittsburgh.
Philly's getting 3.5 points, so Pittsburgh has to win by more than 3.5. Yeah, I'll take the Steelers minus 3.5, and that is one of my double shocks, Tom.
Okay. Now you said you had a shocking pick.
I'm
you
getting
promised.
To it.
Okay,
and the New York Giants hosting the Washington Redskins. Redskins getting 5. Who do you like, DC or New York City again?
New York City.
Yeah. I'll take the Giants minus the 5 over the Redskins. They're a mess right now. They might get better later, but it's not later. I'll take the Giants minus 5, and that's my other double shock this week, Tom.
Wow, very, very good. Well, thank you for your sports picks. We're looking forward to this. Now, do you know which of your grandchildren put you up to this? Do you know?
I understand it was Krista.
Is Krista a good girl?
Yes, she is. Very good girl.
Okay, you're sure?
Yes.
Okay, you're not going to not get her a Christmas present because of this, okay?
No, she'll still get a Christmas
okay.
present.
Now, Ina, at 88, do you still cook for yourself?
Yes, I do.
Oh, really? What's for lunch?
Well, just sandwich.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Nice. What kind of sandwich, may I ask?
Turkey.
Turkey, nice.
Yes.
Now, are you a mayo or a mustard or a butter on the sandwich person?
Mayo.
Mayo, okay. No. But not Miracle Whip, right?
Well, no, Miracle Whip's fine.
I'm sorry, Ina. You just lost the game. Miracle Whip is unethical and immoral and should not be.
One of the few things we all agree on, there should be no Miracle Whip.
Ina, what's your best dish? If you were going to cook something for your lovely granddaughter, Krista, what would you make her? Are you famous for, I don't know, your lasagna, your...
maybe a bread pudding or something?
Bread pudding.
Do you make a nice homemade soup? Do you make
possibly,
some...
I'll make good soup, yeah.
Cake,
like
maybe
soup.
Make a cake.
If Krista called up and she would say, does she call you granny or nana or grandma? What does she call you?
Grandma, I think.
Grandma. If she said, hey, grandma, can you make me your famous fill in the blank, what would it be? Must not be that good.
Huh?
Wow.
You are a horrible host.
Well, I think she was trying to answer us.
Oh,
we couldn't.
Yes.
I'm just having a different timetable.
Just cracking wise.
The Alex Trebek.
Give
move.
Her some time.
I'm sorry. What's your favorite? What's your best dish? I'm sorry.
I like to make I like spaghetti for one
See?
Thing.
Okay,
go.
Good.
See? Okay, Ina, I'm coming over now. That's my favorite, too. That's my best thing, too, is spaghetti. Well, Ina, it's been such a great pleasure. Best of luck with your picks, and please give our best to Krista. And I hope she gets you something really nice for Christmas.
Okay.
Aww. Okay. You're so sweet. Thank you so
much.
Thank you very
much,
Ina.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay.
Isn't she great?
Yes. 88.
I think she liked the jokes, don't you?
No. I don't think she cared about the jokes. I don't think she liked the jokes or you.
I think she suffered them gladly.
Yeah, she was. It's hard to think of like your favorite TV show. I couldn't give you an answer to that.
It's tough. It's very tough.
What's your favorite TV show all time?
I'm watching Mannix on DVD season 5. Does that help?
God.
I've got an obscure Mannix question for you.
Go ahead.
Have you watched season 1?
Yes.
I think it was season. What kind of car is he driving?
Oh, that's a great question.
It's a custom-made convertible Oldsmobile Toronado.
Wow.
Thank you very much. God knows why I know
but
that.
But where did he work at before he became his own guy?
Intertect.
Oh,
very good.
Man.
Very nice.
Remember who the head of Intertect was?
Joseph Campanella.
Thank you very much.
Chick, can you imagine if you and I started talking about something like this, how quickly we'd get the crickets chirping?
Hey, you know what?
Can we move on?
Can I say something?
Next.
Broadway Empire. I have watched all that. All
Boardwalk Empire?
Boardwalk. Yeah, okay. There you go.
Yeah, you're a big fan there, Bob.
Yeah, okay. Other shows, not
But that was great, too.
Broadway Empire.
Jazz hands!
And I'm such a fan of Broadway Empire.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.